So from a logistics perspective, do you think that your kind of organization or the previous director's organization of the event and kind of keeping everything streamlined, making sure people are accountable, do you think that that has at all had an impact on the culture of Milledgeville or the culture of having a business in Milledgeville at all?
I don't think that just keeping it organized has. I mean, the keeping the administration and stuff organized and out of our office is really mainly just for the committee and for the event to be pulled off. But I think that the culture of it is just through the actual festival more than it is the work that I particularly do. I think there's other portions of other people on the committee, and they're, you know, we have committee members who are in charge of different subcommittees, and some of the subcommittees are definitely, you know, have a bigger impact on the culture, like the music or entertainment committee. You could even say the arts and crafts section, you know, that that could have more. And we, out of this office, we work in for all of the subcommittees. So, you know, I don't have just one thing that I'm in charge of. It's kind of like we assist in all the areas, because everybody needs forms and everybody needs letters sent out and stuff like that. So we just work as far as that's concerned, not so much as building the culture of the festival.
Well, I mean, I think that like a lot of cultures, a lot of festivals, the reason that they can have such a powerful cultural impact is because they're so organized, is because there is a uniting factor, right?
Yeah.
So like there's something that there's a common goal that they're all working towards in the different facets. And so what I find very interesting about your position is that you have to, all of those different facets make the fun of Deep Roots, right? And like, and people don't think usually of forms and stuff like that to be fun.
Right.
But the fun couldn't happen, or the actual experience of being at the festival would not be possible without you.
Someone running that.
Yeah. Uniting, like being
it's like
that
a funneling
common thread
through to keep it together. That's true.
Absolutely. So that's why I think that like there are so many different kinds of way to view culture. And I think typically people think of like, okay, culture is like your schooling, your religion, your like socialization, like those are the things that make up culture. But without a society to dictate all of that, then like, what is culture?
That's true. Because when you said culture, you know, how I'm like, oh, well, it's not like a huge cultural event, but it really is if you look at it a different way than I was. Because I think of like history or, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's what makes this project so interesting, is that it's forcing me to think about what is actually culture.
Differently.
Like, I say it all the time. I'm like, yeah, no, it's like a part of the culture. But, like, what does that even mean? So, it's forcing me to take that.